Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's OMF on EEI.
I'm not going to let you set the standard.
Andy Hart is in today with Ordway and Fourier to talk about all the
long ding-dongs
from last night's derby.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Does the Marcelo Mayer draft pick change the future for Xander Bogaerts?
Scott Boras and Xander Bogaerts have an opt-out after two more years. Maybe this is a security blanket that they didn't even think they were going to have a chance to get.
Stephen A. Smith angered baseball fans, Asian Americans, and Nigerians all in one day. So, of course, he had to apologize.
Could y'all put the camera on me, please?
Team USA is officially on a losing streak.
And it's two straight losses for Team USA in Las Vegas.
But the head coach isn't worried.
So you'll be quiet now while I talk.
Big deal or no big deal is at 4:30. Now it's time for OMF.
Into somebody's burger.
On EEI.
We may have bigger problems than Stephen A. Smith today.
What a hardo.
We came in here today.
Yeah.
And the big fella has found out that this the little Google machine's not working.
No,
in front of
no, that's Keith. Keith.
So Keith destroyed the Google machine on purpose?
He sabotaged my computer.
Really?
Yes.
And I don't know if you know this, Andy. Andy Hart today for Loom Alarm.
Hello, Andy.
Hello, Andy. I don't know if you realize this. Without the Google machine, big fella's lost over here.
I've noticed.
I would freak it out for 5 minutes.
No, no. It's like Nikhil Harry with Cam Newton.
It's what I do while he talks. Recipes, you know, cool places to go. You know those little things, those little
best
tabs
Boston
on Twitter.
Restaurants.
It'll say like, okay, what do these stars look like now? And like you click it,
you
and
fall then,
and it's a rabbit hole every single
time.
It's
a slideshow, and you got to go through like 60
I would actually
pages.
See like, what did you back in the old days when you had no ability to look at Twitter? You had no ability to grab a story, you know, at a
Let
moment's
me tell you
notice.
Something.
What did
in
you
the
back
old days,
in your day?
In my day, we memorized the Globe and the Herald from front
cover to back
cover.
I actually think if we turned off, I think we should do this. Let's try an experiment right now. Everybody, turn your computers off.
No,
and let's just see
no,
because
you have
no
computer.
We're not trying.
No, I'm good.
Home team, right?
Good. No.
No, I'm fine.
But like Team USA, we have dysfunctional.
Yep, it's my turn right now, my time.
So Andy's computer's working just fine. My computer is working just fine. And you, good luck. Good luck.
Keith sabotaged mine.
Good luck.
And it's probably two buttons that
Sid will
I didn't
be
know
here
existed.
In about 3.5 hours.
And
hang
he's
in there.
Slowly walking. I'll be there.
Fix it for
by 5:30.
Is he making fun of people?
I'm sure that'll speed it up. I'm sure you'll get more help with your computer
yesterday
now.
Yesterday it was short people. Today it's old people. And I qualify for both.
When do you issue your apology? Every single day, I might add.
I want to start with an apology because yesterday I sat here and I kind of ripped the home run derby and ripped the All-Star game because I said, you know, it's over. You can't watch these things anymore. I did think the home run derby was better than I thought it was going to be.
Wow, you actually were entertained?
Yeah, even though ESPN's production
sucked.
Was god-awful.
They took a product that was good and made it worse.
Yeah.
Isn't that the opposite of what they're supposed to do?
And I miss Boomer.
Back. I miss seeing the home runs in the home run derby because I see a swing.
They don't track.
And then the other split screen, it's all happening so fast, I don't know where it actually goes. And then the stupid little counter in the left was always off or behind or no distance.
No.
I have to see, like, catch it in the corner of my eye on the big screen because in stadium, they had all the distances.
Correct.
Everyone was listed. Isn't that the most important aspect of
it. Yes, and
they
always
did their whole stupid cartoon lead-in about how the ball was going to go 24 feet further in this ballpark. And then they never told me how far it went.
That was actually funny because I was like, wow, they did a lot of research on this. Hey, it is.
Have you noticed?
Oh, the animated umpire?
They clearly own that. Like, that's the same one they use for, like, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they do it in golf.
They use it for, like, they clearly are getting their money's worth. We're using this every freaking time. Put little cartoon guys on.
And you're paid one fee for unlimited access.
I kept on getting confused because you're right, Andy. In the top left, it was the number of home runs, but they were behind. And in the top right, they were projecting what the guy was going to do.
And I don't give a rat's ass about your projection. I want to know, did he hit it? Right. How far did it go? And I think it's too quick. And I know supposedly the ump points. Like, I want to follow the home run before you hit another one.
Yeah. But they've done
it in
the past.
It's like they're still going.
But they've done it in the past, and they've tracked it the same way they track golf balls on golf tournaments. They've tracked it, and then they come up with a distance. They've got all of the technology to do that.
If it was in the stadium, then it's available.
Yeah.
Just feed it to my TV screen so I can see it.
Off your point, as far as it happens too fast, what I liked was, okay, I want I want there to be some sort of crazy circumstances. Not just hit as many as you can. Since you're a pro, you'll eventually get some of them out.
Right.
I like the double overtime rule. You get three swings. Okay. You get three swings. Okay. Because what was it? Otani. Okay. You wait till the very end of the first round, and then Soto. Right.
Yep. Soto hit the first three.
So he hits the first three.
Did you like that?
I love the fact
because I wanted alternating.
His approach was so different. His approach was so different when he knew he only had three
taking
pitches.
His time.
He was getting in the batter's box, really digging in like you would in a normal game.
Right.
Because he knew there was a penalty. He has three swings, three home runs, he's done. Otani comes up, if he misses one, game over. And he misses first swing.
I would have
loved that part.
That's why I would have alternated, though, to extend. So if Soto still hits three, but does it with Otani hitting in between, it's not as over.
I think the entire challenge should be first round, you get 10 swings. Don't waste them.
Don't waste them. Would you go back and forth?
No, the next round, I'd say you get three swings.
Because it's a rhythm and it's much more.
Alternate. I do it with BP with my Pony League team every week. Okay. We go double barrel, baby.
Okay, stop
boom,
it.
Boom, boom.
If you had two home plates, you could do that.
Yeah.
But the fact that you got to switch up and whatever, baseball needs to quicken up the pace. They don't need to slow it down. That would be something Major League Baseball would do.
Sure, I think if they're both there hitting, it doesn't slow anything down.
Yeah, but they only have one
there, and I throw a pitch there.
Well, then I would
treat it more like best out of 20. You know, 20 pitches. 20 swings total.
Well, that's what they used.
With no clock.
It's too long.
The old was 20. Was 10 outs? Correct. You could hit as many as you want.
Right.
But you only got 10 that didn't travel out.
It's too long.
See, I like that also, right?
Yeah, the time is too long.
I feel like, there should be value in your swings. You're just so reckless. And I also think that guys wouldn't be, apprehensive about, playing in the whatever, joining or competing in the home run derby because of they don't want their swing all jacked up because they're literally, swinging out of their shoes.
And gassed.
And
say when you get tired, you create bad habits? Otani was gassed. Yeah. I mean, Griffey was joking about it. This guy's pitching tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm swinging at the first pitch.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, this guy's gassed. He's got nothing left.
I bet he was happy he lost.
Probably.
Like,
he probably couldn't have envisioned
another overtime.
Well, contrary to what Stephen A. Smith was saying, Otani was the big attraction, and he and Juan Soto, that was exciting. That, to me, was the best challenge they had all night long. And obviously, Pete Alonso was the star, and he ended up walking away with this thing and made it look effortlessly. He's certainly sitting there bobbing and weaving and listening, playing to the music.
Had fun.
And he had a ball with it. But it was much better, I must admit, that it was one of those, and I said it here yesterday, that I probably would watch it because we've got to do it for the job. And yet, I'm not sure I would be totally attentive to it. I apologize because I was attentive, and
you're
thought it was
clarifying.
Very good. I am clarifying.
That's right.
I'm not
just
apologizing.
Clarify. You didn't do anything wrong.
I've learned that now. You clarified twice, and when that doesn't work, and they're still going to fire your ass, then you apologize. Yeah. We'll get to that.
And
later.
In between, you tweet that as a white man, you like baseball because you're white.
I am
all
white.
Caps.
Yes, exactly. You do that. But it was far more exciting. I don't know what we're going to get in this one tonight. You're right. Otani may be so tired, he may bring nothing to the table here tonight. But that was interesting, yet you could look at it and say, they could make it so much better.
Yes.
If they shortened it a little bit, the pace is too big. Here was the other thing that was driving me crazy. I don't know if you guys felt the same way, and they had to carry one of the kids out from center field.
Got hit
Why is it that there wasn't a single one of the hitters or the other participants, the other people in the All-Star game, the other players who were rooting them on, or anybody in the stands that were wearing masks, and these poor kids that were shagging the flies out in the outfield all had to wear the freaking mask.
The optics that
oh
exist.
Oh, my God.
Ding, 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 ding. Now it is. Optics, you know, man. You know, it is no, it's cherry-picking optics. Like, you're just going to cherry-pick, you know, the easy battles, the easy victories. You know what? Okay, so the players aren't going to wear them now. The fans don't have to wear them now. You know what? Screw the kids. Screw the kids.
And they're out there
we
running.
We got that clean? Thank you.
But I don't think that's even remotely. But the point is, like, let's pick on the kids. Let's pick on the kids.
Fine.
You know, they can't fight back. They're just happy to be there.
They're not vaccinated.
But they're... Oh, that's true. That's true.
I'm surprised that that's wasn't true. Hands a up. Requirement to actually chase balls out in the outfield. Kids will have to be vaccinated.
I think they have a better chance of dying from a baseball coming at 110 miles an hour than COVID.
Right. And I think that's what happened. That one kid went down. I think he got hit.
Don't
or
we
something.
Say that every year, though? Like, because yeah. they're always clueless, or they're like talking to a friend and
they
a
run
ball
into
is
each
zipping,
other.
Or they run into each other. Yeah. I mean, it's tragedy waiting to happen.
But it was so weird, and it was clearly optics man at work. The kids will wear the mask because the cameras will be on them as they chase the ball, and we will look like we're doing something.
Who do you think made them do it? Major League Baseball or T-Mobile? Because I don't know if you've noticed, but T-Mobile was everywhere.
Really?
I didn't notice the screen, the stadium, it was absolutely bleeping air. And they did have, like, the purple-pinkish T-Mobile shirt on, right? So I wonder if it was a sponsor-driven
thing. Yes, they did. Yes.
But think about that. Not only are you asking them to run nonstop for 2.5 hours, but you're asking them to do it at like 5,000 feet above sea level.
And some of them look like
me. Not affected by it.
How do you know? Some looked like me. They were short and chubby.
No. But if you live there, you're not affected by the altitude.
Open shot. You can attack the short and fat
guys again. It's okay. No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not doing that today?
No. I learned my lesson.
You don't know about being baited.
I'm telling you.
I do, though.
I'm telling you, there is a special interest group that probably heard yesterday's show that will be filing some type of grievance
waiting outside
with the company, with the FCC or somebody.
I heard Spaz actually did some research on this.
Spaz, what's the research?
Oh, I did. I went out into on the street, and I have audio from people from the street, and they're upset.
Good. We will hear from
they're
the
upset
people.
They're calling for your butt.
Oh,
ooh, hey.
Can I say on the show?
Nah, you go ahead.
You just did. But.
Hey, Spaz, try anything out. If it works, you're here. If not, you're gone.
Who would fire me, though? Is there
That's
someone?
A good point.
That's a good point.
We need a person to do it. All right, let's give some money away here.
Come on, let's go.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's another laser. Dave Jones, your ERA is a million. Just left the shrubbery. That one goes camping out to center field. That ball got vaporized into somebody's burger. This one goes and hides in the forest.
I like that he's smiling after every swing. He's not beautiful, though. I mean, the length, the height. I'm totally biased, but there is no more beautiful swing than a left-handed
power. Get a run.
I feel like most of the fans in the stadium want to see more. As exhausted as he is, it is so effortless to hit the ball as far and as high as he does.
And walks it off! What a finish! Alonso defends his title, the 2021 Derby champion.
I think I'm the best power hitter on the planet.
All right, I admit it. I apologize. Actually, it was pretty good last night. The whole thing was pretty good last night. I'll give you the other part of it. We keep on talking about baseball, and you got the...
you don't like that?
The little monkey organ grinder or whatever there anytime you want. We talk about baseball being old and stuck in, 20, 30 years ago. That had personality last night. The exchange of the other players coming out there and rooting them on, and guys that were on their team or were on their team years ago. Mm-hmm. All of that stuff added to it. And I'll give you one more, and we'll get to Stephen A. in a little bit. But the one thing about Ohtani, and by the way, if Stephen A. had done a little bit of research and his Google machine were working, he could actually go back and hear interviews that Shohei Ohtani has done in English, including the speech accepting the Rookie of the Year award 2 years ago. In English, he could have done all of that. But just the smile on that guy's face and the way he was tired and he was basically laughing at himself, which made him human. To me, just the body language itself showed there was personality in those guys last night. Well, that's what baseball needs.
Well, to me, it was like, geez, okay, Mendoza, Jess Mendoza. Like, honest to God, she is in love with some,
she was selling it.
It was, you think?
Yeah.
It's like someone said, listen, there's been a lot of negative backlash going on with the company right now, and a lot of it's been pointing at Shohei Ohtani, so let's make sure we oversell everything. Yep. Oh, look at that swing. Oh, look at him. He hit like the first 10 balls in the dirt. Couldn't get anything even close to the freaking track.
Oh, he was
sure
hideous.
Enough, it's like, oh, he's still smiling. Like, he's so happy. Even when he sucks, he's happy. How can he not love this guy?
So usually people get turned off by guys that are really cocky and really confident. So right out of the gate, they interview Pete Alonso, who won it the last time they did it 2 years ago. And he basically said, this is my gig. This is me. Okay? They're going to have to take the title away from me. And you're sitting there going, man, this guy's really overly confident or whatever. And then he picks out his own music, and then his head is popping, and he's doing all these gyrations.
Got a
and
fancy everything. Bat right. that he had some artist create
yes.
for the event.
Right. And then he gets up there, and he's just destroying it, okay? And he was just walking through this effortlessly. He wins it for the second time, and this is what he says.
Well, for me, I mean, I'm a power hitter, and for me, I think I'm the best power hitter on the planet, and being able to showcase that and really put on a fun display for fans, I just think that it's truly a dream come true for me, because when I was younger, my parents actually let me stay up past my bedtime to watch this. Hi guys, thank you. So that was one of the few nights of the year where I actually got to stay up past my bedtime and watch absolutely incredible feats that you just don't see in a regular baseball game. And to be able to participate it's a dream come true, and to be able to do it back to back, this is really special for me.
So he knew he was
really
gonna,
really cool.
He knew he was going to beat everybody in this competition to the point where he was two home runs away. He calls the timeout. He called the timeout.
Oh, yeah.
Basically so he could get the crowd into it and say, I'm about to win it here, people.
He's a okay? showman.
Right. How about when they had the camera on him and he apparently was napping as the other? I mean, he wasn't napping. He knew the camera was there. He was playing for the camera.
He entertained for, he even did the long interview where he talked to them for a while. Like, you know, this is nothing. I'll do an interview. Okay, got to go, guys. And that audio we just listened to was clearly taken from some press conference after the event. He also said it on the field in the stadium.
Yeah.
With the other players hearing him say, I'm the best power hitter on the planet and I showed it tonight. Like I like his swagger. And to me, I don't know what Stephen A. will say about it. It's good that he's white and he speaks English, but he's good for baseball. You need some of those cocky. Trey Young brings the same kind of swag, I guess we use nowadays. But baseball needs more of that, right?
Yeah, I agree.
I'm good, and now I'm showing you I'm good.
So I'm wondering if anybody had a problem with it, because talk about egotistical. That was how he played it. And remember now, he was competing against Trey Mancini, a guy who had beaten colon cancer. And so he was the sympathetic one. Everybody wanted Mancini to kind of win this thing. And he's sitting there going, screw that. I'm the best. I'm the best here. But I did like it. I thought there was real personality.
Well, I mean, I hate when they, you know, people try to, you know, it is what it is, right?
So, write that
it
down.
Is what
That's
it good. Is.
Write that down.
Someone else should know that. You've never heard that before.
No, I've never heard that before.
And we're trying to, you know, make this bigger than it actually is. And it just, and, you know, from changing the rules, making it more, you know, engaging, making the circumstances a little bit tougher, you know, limiting the amount of hits and everything else. And it's an exhibition. I mean, it's a freaking home run derby.
He don't think it's an exhibition. I even think it's a damn fight.
I haven't seen the ratings yet. Tyler, we should see if we can find out what the ratings were for this thing last night. With the people actually watching.
I bet it was great. Okay, and then when
but ratings
was
are dated.
Out,
I told you that yesterday.
I'm telling you, it went down. Because listen,
well, it's too long.
I
too.
Care less. Well, especially when Ohtani went into, you know, triple overtime.
At 8, and I'm like, it's like 10:30. Yeah.
Can I tell you, I'm not making excuses for Ohtani. His biggest problem was Jeremy Reed, the hitting coach who was throwing for him, and he hadn't thrown, I think, for last 3 months,
right.
Batting practice or whatever. He was all over the plate. You can't do that.
You need Jouse.
Dave Jouse had this thing down. Local guy, by the way, used to be a Red Sox coach. Actually, his father was a sports writer in Chicago for years.
Yeah,
little known fact. But he was right there, pinpoint, same spot every single time. All you had to do is just repeat that swing right there in that alley. That's it, and all you had to do. And it may be important if guys are looking at that for the future. You want to get yourself a guy that can pitch.
I would just
practice.
Get him. Yes. I would just get Jouse. Yeah. I'd make him my – every year you show up at the All-Star game and we'll bid for your services, who you're going to throw to. Because they even did the little dorky analytics like heat map, and his balls were just right in
Excuse
that
me?
Center.
The Nitro Zone. Nitro Zone.
Sponsored? Nitro Zone.
Sponsored, of course.
Sponsored by Nitro. It's a zone.
Everything is sponsored. Everything. All right, so it was good. And I apologize.
I think that's big of you, though.
What?
Like the old coot who was like, these things are stupid. I'm only going to watch because I have to watch.
Well, I think a lot
he admitted
of this,
he was jazzed
but
up.
What did he really? He didn't. He just clarified. He didn't really.
I didn't
do
really
anything.
Apologize.
He admitted he had fun. He enjoyed it. He was entertained.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was like, okay. I didn't really know much about Soto. Like, I haven't seen Soto. He's a guy that his home runs, I wish they had followed them more. There were a lot of his home. I never get to
saw
see the
swing, though. You saw the swing.
But, like, some of them you're like, oh, that was like a line drive to center, and then you see it hit a tree, and you're like, Jesus, that carried.
So you tell me, do I not remember this thing in the past in which ESPN was doing it, in which they would have the whole screen, and you would see the pitch, you would see the ball, and they would follow the ball with animation. They would have a line going out there, and then they would give you tick, tick, tick to 417.
Correct. Right? And they would even switch cameras. They would have a bullpen camera if they needed to see it land. That's where I'm telling you, I think it's the speed. They have this sped up because it's timed where everything is advanced. In the old days, it was a swing, and then you followed it. And I think it's also more tiring for the players because they're swinging twice as often to squeeze in as many swings as they get in the 2 minutes or the 3 minutes or the bonus minute or all these various minutes. They're no longer following the ball, and I think it takes something away.
I agree. And you know, and Carr Ravitch is doing it, and he's telling me that one's gone, and I'm looking up at the top left hand corner, and the ticker's not moving.
Yeah,
it's not moving, and like three of them look like they've gone out of the ballpark, and I can't tell whether they're out or not because they can't switch the cameras quickly enough to the outfield. I thought that part of it was
weird.
A complete disaster.
I'll tell you, I picked up a pizza right at 8 o'clock, and I'm listening to our station. We had the Home Run Derby, and the guy's saying, "There's one, there's two." There, like he's saying it so fast, I'm like, "Is this broadcast sped up? Like, how could they possibly be hitting as many home runs as you just said he hit?" And then I got home and watched it on TV, and I was like, No, they're throwing pitches at that rate of speed. It's rapid fire.
I want there to be some stress involved with it. Like, you only have one swing left to tie it up or to win it, and you got to be real selective with your pitches. And it puts more pressure on the guy who actually is pitching, because he can throw a bunch of just knuckleballs and just not give you any opportunity to hit it. And then so he's held to a higher standard also.
I think where they're missing is I don't think people care as much about the quantity. Oh, it's cool that he hit 35 and he blew this away. People want to see the distance of the home run. Like, the bonus time that... Did anybody not get the bonus?
No, they all
seem to get the
bonus.
So it's not really a bonus if everybody gets it. Like, you didn't really achieve anything, so tack on 25 feet or whatever it is.
The local guy's story, I think he missed out on the bonus the last time around, and that's why he only had 12, because they didn't get my
I hate that.
But, yeah.
And I do think it needs to be more, like, slowed down so there's some building of anticipation in the battle.
I like the triple overtime, double overtime, just because it was...
Alternate.
Yes.
Double barrel, Glenn. I know you hate it. Double barrel.
Bring the double barrel on. I think it's too long, though. It just went on forever. I mean, it was, 10:45 or something like
that?
It was typical baseball. It was typical baseball.
Too long.
Yeah.
And I did look at my clock. Like, that's where you know, it's like when you do shows with certain people on this station and you don't look at the clock and you're happy. Yeah. Some people, you look at the clock and, we've only done 10 minutes and I got 3 hours and 50 to go. The same thing with TV.
Who are those people? You want to mention those people?
We don't have to talk about them.
Okay.
They may or may not be listening. They may or may not be around
here.
They
may or may not be in this room.
All right. I did learn something new, and that is that if you clarify twice and then apologize, sometimes it might work for you. We will get to the ways of Stephen A. and how he tried to weasel around all of this last night. We get to it coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI. We interrupt Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier for this apology.
Why do we apologize to Boston sports fans or sports fans anyway? They should be apologizing to us.
Sorry, blew through it.
And I didn't even apologize to my wife.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I have boobs. Sorry.
I know, Danielle. I'm sorry.
Sorry, my microphone went out there, Coach.
I apologize.
We recorded an interview. I'm sorry, I'm going to do that again.
Sorry. But guys, it's the joke that keeps giving. You love that, don't you? We'll get one for you one day.
That is my favorite.
Let's get to
that for you? Was that apology of the day for you?
No.
Was that the intro for you?
No. Stephen A. finally apologized today. So he went on the air, and we'll get to how we got to the apology, because I think that's really the story here. But this is Stephen A. on ESPN's First Take today, apologizing first to Asians.
And I'm glad Jeff Passan is going to be on the show. Let me be very clear. Could y'all put the camera on me, please?
Oh, stop.
I don't need press releases.
Stop. That's how he started the apology.
Stop.
Somebody put the camera on me.
Press stop.
And he knew Jeff Passan was going to go at him, and he knew it in advance, so somebody tipped him off. Passan's going to take a shot at you, which he did. We can get to that later.
Is this the way it
starts? Put the camera on me.
Listen, you know what? Put the camera on me right. Like, they were going to, okay? You were just about to monologue for, like, 5 minutes. The producer already knew to put the... Give me the one shot. Well, give me a one shot. Why don't you...
Can y'all put the camera on me, please?
Come on, I'm about to monologue right now. Okay, can I get a one shot?
Can y'all put the camera on me,
I want everybody out of my shot, please.
It is...
He starts off, he's such
amazing.
A dick.
He is amazing. All right, let's listen to the whole thing. This is the apology. Go ahead.
And I'm glad Jeff Passan is going to be on the show.
Sure.
Let me be very clear. Could y'all put the camera on me, please?
Right here.
I don't need press releases. I don't need statements from the company. I don't need all of this other stuff. Let me be the first to stand up and say that I want to express my sincere apologies to the Asian community and the Asian American community. I am a black man. I religiously go off about minorities being marginalized in this nation. I instantly go off, repeatedly bring up the fact that if you are a member of a community that feels disenfranchised in any way, that's something that we need to battle, that we need to fend off to the best of our ability as a nation. These are the kind of things that I bring up. And the reason why I bring up my blackness is because of this. On many occasions, what I have said, when people have said something that is offensive in any way to the minority community, it's not about how you feel. It's about how they feel. And the reality of the situation is that you have Asians and Asian Americans out there that obviously were very, very offended by what I had to say yesterday. And I just want to look into the camera and extend my sincere apologies. That was not my intent at all, but I'm not going to get into all of that.
Hold it right there. And he's looking into the camera because the camera is finally on.
He told me to put the camera on.
Could y'all put the camera on me, please?
I mean, listen, I said this yesterday. He was totally wrong. He did no research on this subject. It's typical. Stephen A is just going to throw out some wild take, and we'll see how it goes once we get it out there into the public. And he did no research, and then he finally realized that maybe people are getting pissed at this one. Because when he just talked about how he's a black man and how he can understand apparently better than other people when people are sensitive to something and people are taken advantage of, that's not what he did. So what he did yesterday is he doubled down on what he said on TV, and I'll read it for you. This was his doubling down. Baseball's a great game, a great sport, and some of the greatest players in the world are foreign players. I'm talking about the marketability and the promotion of the sport is exactly what Sports Illustrated essentially alluded to in an article last month when it talked about 28% of the players in Major League Baseball are foreign players. If you are a sport trying to ingratiate yourself at the American public, it helps you spoke the English language. No, he didn't hear the original cry from the Asian community in which they were saying, what are you talking about? No, he doubled down because he's Stephen A. And
correct.
I'm going to clarify. He told us, I'm going to clarify. And all he did by clarifying is explaining what he meant. Now, last night, what happened, contrary to what he said, I don't need a press release. I don't need somebody from the company. That's bull crap. You got somebody from the company. We know how it works. We're in the business. You tried to fight it. I don't have a problem with him trying to fight it because I said yesterday, I don't need an apology. I don't, you know, he can say whatever he wants. And all I want to know is, why are you saying these certain things? He tried it not once but twice yesterday to clarify. It didn't work. Last night he came out with an apology. Why? Because ESPN said to him, this thing is blowing up on us, Stephen A. We have a problem here. You're going to have to go out and apologize. And then he latched on to every little thing he possibly could, including the color of his skin, to basically sit there and say, see, I understand because of what I've been through. That's what he did. To me, all disingenuous. If you really believed that you hurt people, you should have come out in the first hour right after that and said, oh, my God, I can't believe what I just said. I didn't mean it. I apologize. I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to offend people.
In fact, he said the opposite. I'm getting confused here. The irony is his show is called First Take, and this apology is like take four at the opportunity. Because remember, he had the video where he did the quick video. Then he had the tweet where he said, I'm a black man, and if I ever am wrong, I'll be the first to admit
it. Auto move again. Never, you know me. I'm
and then
real.
He said, tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, put the camera on me.
And then the third one was the notes, you know, where he probably had a little bit of help from the notes column on his phone by a PR guy and a boss who said, you better get your ass out there and apologize for this. This thing is blowing up. And he also, you caught onto this, not only did he say he's black and tried to use that as some portion of covering his butt, he also tried to pass the buck onto Sports Illustrated. Sure well, they said the same thing. Yeah. That article, did you see that Sports Illustrated article? Why don't we deflect, chase them for
deflect,
a little bit?
Deflect.
Right?
Like, yeah, who wrote it?
There is no, how about just, screwed up. I said something I shouldn't have said.
And I was going to say, like, to me, it's almost like he dramatizes it to like, hey, man, you guys know I'm the realest thing around here right now. You guys know I'm about as authentic as anything you've ever seen. And if I need to be mean to you, I'll be mean to you. You've seen it happen. I've done it before.
Right.
And so it's like, okay, you open mouth, insert your foot. Okay, that's fine. That's it. That's all I need. I tell you what, I appreciate it, the fact that he did it, but I just didn't need all the, you know, the drama and the you know, bravado that was coming out of him because, like, stop. We're going to put the camera on me.
It's too much.
Really, dude?
Like, don't we all have that vulnerability either when you're a kid and it's your parents or your man and it's your wife or whatever, where you just kind of put your head down and say, I screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and none of the bravado, as you said, or the hype or the excuse. Well, yeah. No. We all went out drinking and the boys made me. Nope.
Nah. It was almost like, how dare you? Listen, how dare you guys actually question me?
Right, that's what he's
just
doing.
Just be vulnerable for a minute and say you screwed up.
You do one of two things. You either, if he wanted to, and he thought he was big enough that he could fight it, even though he's making like $10 million a year at ESPN and puts that in jeopardy, go ahead and fight it. I don't have a problem if that's what you want to do because you want to clarify and you do not believe that in any way you were offensive to the Asian community. Go ahead and do that if you want. What he did is both. He tried to clarify and play that game. And then when he realized that wasn't working and $10 million was in jeopardy, he sat there and said, you know what? I'm going to go in a different way. And by the way, this is what Stephen A. Smith has done in his entire career. And I like the guy. I think he's good on TV. I don't want to see him suspended. I don't want to see him fired. I like him on TV. But stop BSing us and hiding behind every curtain you can find, whether it's the color of your skin or you know, your background or whatever. He did the same thing in 2014, if you remember, with the Ray Rice case.
Right.
In which he was basically defending Ray Rice and questioning the woman in the situation. And then he tried to fight it and then finally came out and pleaded the apology by saying, the women in my life are the most important people to me. Do you think I would ever want them harmed? Again, playing that little game, that apology game, and using his own life. Stop it. You're callous at times, Stephen A. You're trying to be the most outrageous guy in the room. It's worked for you. It brings in $10 million a year, and it's going to get you at times in trouble. And you have to deal with it. That's what you have to do. But don't play this game where you're going to clarify to all of us, and then suddenly, oh, bleep, it's not working. Now I need the apology. The apology, if it's sincere, comes out, I think, fairly shortly after you make a statement that you believe requires an apology.
Correct. We all know when we screw up. Generally, you know pretty quickly, right, that you screwed up. Whether it's personal life, professional life, you're like, yeah, I crossed the line. And I almost wonder if there's some shtick here in that the character Stephen A. Smith can't be vulnerable. Like, he'll lose his fastball
his,
to stay Stephen
his street
A.
Cred.
His provocative,
his street cred.
Loud mouth.
Yeah,
that guy can't go on
that's
TV
a good point.
And just swallow his pride and say, nope, he has to, even while taking his medicine, has to be defensive and has
Can
to
y'all
be
put the camera on me, please.
But what if he, honest to God, thinks he did nothing wrong?
Oh, there's a chance that. Which I don't understand.
I think he's
we
still
talked about it a lot yesterday. We don't need to go down that road again of breaking down every word he said. But when he said harmful, the word harmful to baseball, he had to have thought, as you're doing it, you know, you've done live TV. You've done a lot of live TV. Sometimes a word comes out and you're like,
Dude, that happens in my conversations with my wife. Like, you come on, I mean, we're all married here, and I swear to God, I'm like, God, if I could just have a time machine.
Or
just
with
10
Bill.
Seconds.
It's the same thing with
seconds.
Bill. You ask a question, and you're halfway through the question, and you say a trigger word, and you know it's going to...
I know I'm
I just
lost.
Derailed
I've
my
lost.
Quest.
He had to have heard, I just said on national TV that the biggest star in baseball on the planet right now is harmful for Major League Baseball.
And that,
something
to me,
had to go off.
See, and that to me is what always is kind of, it's like there's so much evidence of non-speaking international players that, you know, help a sport,
right?
Or that, or they become the face of the sport. We've seen it here locally. You've seen it here nationally. So to me, it just didn't really make sense. So
but
was he harboring some
in?
Sort of you know, ill will? Like, I have no idea. I just think he speaks fast. He's very opinionated, and he maybe, you know, didn't realize that harmful. He probably didn't even realize he said it. Not to, like, you know, defend
maybe.
Him, but maybe he didn't realize even, like, the impact of how it was going to, you know, get twisted. And so that's why I think he initially came out with two clarifications.
But he watched it. You got to think.
He came out with two clarifications. So he obviously thinks, whoa, I just misspoke, okay? I just misspoke. Here's what I was trying to say. Because you guys know me. I keep it real.
Yeah. And in a really short period of time, you offended multiple continents on the planet, like three different continents.
So
right?
look at the double standard here and how it was all treated. Mm. So Rachel Nichols has the issue last week in a video that somebody stole. Somebody was spying on her. It was not like she sat there and volunteered it on a live TV broadcast. He did it on a live TV broadcast. They picked up something that was a private conversation that she was having in a hotel room, right? And what did they do? They pulled her off her own show, The Jump, and they pulled her off of all NBA final stuff. Stephen A., on the other hand, what do? They let him try to clarify it twice. Go ahead. Let's try to clarify and see if we can fight this thing. All right? And this is all ESPN. We all know. These are the suits who are all making these calls. We know how it works. That happens with us. And so then they force
not
him.
In the corner office.
There's nobody in there. They force him to go and apologize. But what do they say? They apologize, and then part of it is he teases it to tell you to watch the show the next day so they can get a larger audience.
Still talk business.
Talk about a double standard. Right. I mean, it's absolutely
amazing.
But
we talked about it yesterday. It's also talk about star power.
Yeah.
Star power. Is Rachel Nichols a star or is she good at her job?
Well, but
there's a difference.
Okay, but the problem I have with that is then stop telling me and preaching and lecturing me about principle. It's not about principle.
Nope.
Principle had nothing to do with either one of these cases, okay? If it did, they would be treated consistently. It's not.
Nope.
It's about which one we want to protect and which one we're not willing to go to battle because it's going to be too heavy for us.
And
that's what it's about.
No one wants to admit it. That's the way every business, every sport, everything works.
Absolutely.
If you're one on the roster, you can do a lot before you're in trouble. If you're 53 on the roster, the first time you step out of line or your name is in the local police blotter for jaywalking, you're off the team. Right?
Yeah. I mean, but you're expendable.
You are.
So
and that's
quickly.
Just the reality.
And the hardest part to come to grips with is when you realize how expendable you are. When you realize, I had a really highly elevated opinion of myself, but I guess the other people did.
Right. And this is why
I'm not allowed to go on the trip now.
And don't you think Rachel Nichols is looking at this and saying, okay, now I see where I
now
am in
you
the
know.
Hierarchy
now you know.
And where he is and she
there
is.
You go.
And
yep.
you start to figure out where you are in the pecking order.
Yep. There you go. Now you just know how everything's kind of laid out.
I just think it was
welcome to the party.
Hilarious the way it played out. And I said this yesterday.
Is it over?
And you guys agreed. I think he's going to survive this. Yes, I do.
Oh, he'll totally survive.
He
it
will.
Easily.
He will survive it.
Did he apologize to the Nigerians yet?
We're going to get to that
because he's got multiple battles he's fighting.
He did. He apologized to the Nigerians. And meanwhile, we thought Nigeria was just a good basketball team. I think we're finding out Team USA sucks.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We're going to get to that coming up next right here on OMF.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.